guys, welcome back to Navigate Devotional. Here at Navigate, our hope and prayer is to help you engage with the Bible. It's through the Bible that God speaks, and today, as we have a conversation over this passage, we hope you're able to be refreshed, challenged, and comforted by what God says.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Navigate. We're continuing in our journey through Romans and looking at Romans 12, 1 to 2 today. This is what God's word says. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. So I'm joined with Ryan and we're going to have a chat over this passage. And Ryan, we find ourselves heading into a new section in Romans. And, you know, we see that whenever you read the word therefore,
yeah.
What are you meant to ask?
What's the therefore, therefore?
What's the therefore, therefore? That's right. And Paul puts it, you know, very clearly here. He, you know, before moving on, he goes, in view of God's mercy.
Yeah.
And so this is in some ways going, hey, remember the 11 chapters we just looked at?
Yeah, that's right. He answers the question for us. This is nice.
Yeah.
It's, yeah, the therefore is therefore to remind us of God's mercy. And it's looking back on, like you said, everything he said.
Yeah.
Like how God has just, moved towards us in love and grace, how he's given us what we don't deserve, how he's withheld from us what we rightly do deserve. And so now he's getting into us to start to think about, okay, what does that practically mean then for our life?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what we're going to be pushing into.
Yeah, and to, you know, he's referred to this along the way. So for the first 11 chapters, he's sort of gone, you know, faith makes a difference in your life. You know, there was in chapter 3, he says, you know, do we get rid of the law? By no means, we uphold the law.
Yeah.
And then he's like, let's just shelve that for a minute. You know, what does it look like to love God and love others? Let's just shelve it. Let's continue to talk about faith and, you know, stuff that we've looked at in this podcast. Predestination, adoption, you know, Israel, all of that sort of stuff. And it's kind of like now he goes, okay, you want to talk about what it means to love God and love others?
Yeah.
Let's go. Let's do that.
Yeah, it's probably, really helpful. He has told us what it does look like in ways, but remember, Paul is talking to a particular group of people, a particular place and a particular time. And now he's, applying what he's saying to them.
Yeah.
And that's really helpful for us. We get a bit of a handle on, okay, what can this look like on the ground for us in our churches?
Now, it starts with offer your bodies as a living sacrifice.
Yeah.
Bit weird picture, Ryan.
That's right. It is a bit of a weird picture. A couple of thoughts. You know, it's not a dead sacrifice anymore because Jesus is living. We're alive and we present our bodies to him as, in service of him. And so one bloke said to me, commenting on this, is the problem with living sacrifices is that they keep rolling off the altar.
Yeah.
We keep going off on different directions.
it's good.
It's funny.
Helpful image.
Yeah, but so it kind of speaks to the difficulty of what Paul's going to get into.
Yeah.
But also, just the nature of what it means to lay down our life, to offer ourselves in service of God, to follow Jesus. Jesus says similar things and take up your cross and follow me.
Yeah.
It's an active sacrifice of following in Jesus' way.
Mm.
But I think Jesus is also, thought it helps us make sense of what a living sacrifice looks like.
Yeah, yeah.
How he lived his life was very much that. And it's not just a sacrifice to anything. It's what's holy and pleasing to God. I think that's really important. Sometimes we can, think I'm sacrificing this and it's just for the sacrifice sake. Actually, no, it's actually what is pleasing to God,
you know,
and like him.
Oh, sorry.
No, go for it.
You know what else is interesting in that? And we're going to see this in verse 2 where it says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Mm.
But it's interesting. You are a living sacrifice to something.
Yes.
So, you know, a really helpful image that you gave us, you know, we're not dead sacrifices. To be a follower of Jesus is not go, okay, life is over now.
Mm.
We're living. We have to live. And the sacrifice we're living is towards God. It's holy and pleasing to God.
Mm.
But like right now, we're all, you know, we all make sacrifices to something. So, you know, if you want to be like, and, you know, as we've always said on this podcast, everything comes back to footy. Yeah. But I won't limit it to footy. But if you want to be anything professionally, you know, you have to sacrifice to that thing. So you have to say no, you know, if it's a musician, whatever, you have to do that. But even if you're living, you know, so say you've got a family, right, and you want to live for yourself. Like if you've got three kids and you want to decide to go and play golf, you're sacrificing, you know, to your kids in that moment. So you actually sacrifice. We're all sacrificing to something.
Yeah.
We're all actually going, there's something that I'm going to live for here. Mm. There's something that I'm not going to live for. You know, and we make that decision.
Yeah.
And he says here, no, what we are is we're actually going to be a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. So not to this world, not, you know, by the, we're going to be transformed as we live towards God.
Yeah.
And there's something good about that.
Yeah. And so the, and what that looks like is the changing of our minds. And the word here is kind of repentance. It's the,
yeah, wow,
the turning around of our minds. And so to throw us back a long time ago, if you can remember the attachment theory stuff we looked about, our hearts, our inner being has been formed a particular way.
Yeah.
Of how to live in the world. What to sacrifice to and what to not to sacrifice to. And what God is wanting to do with us is teach our hearts a new way to turn from that and turn to Him. And so we're kind of detaching, dying to something and attaching and living for something else or with someone else. And yeah, that's the kind of the picture that we get. It's just very practical, very relational way of doing life together with God.
So you talked about, so if you haven't listened to that episode, you know, it was a topical Tuesday called Attachment Theory. And we looked at this idea that when you are, do you know the S's for us, Ryan, where you are safe, soothed, secure?
Yeah, so safe, seen, soothed, supported, and significant.
There we go.
Yeah.
Soothed isn't one?
Soothed, yeah.
Oh, good. If you're all of those things, though, you are able to, how would you describe it? If you're able to be all of those things before God, you're able to be become more like Him. Or you're transformed by that.
Yeah, is so that right? In terms of like how our heart works, our heart, to be healthy hearts, needs to know all those five things.
Yeah, yeah.
The problem is any human relationship, we learn the opposite of those things. but with God, He is the perfect caregiver, the perfect parent. He's so loving, so consistent, so reliable, so always present and loving towards us that... our heart never learns anything different from God but those things.
Yeah.
And so, our heart is taught how to think, how to feel, how to live and act in the world.
Mm.
We are taught that I am not safe, that I am not loved, that I'm not supported, that I'm not significant, that I don't really matter. And that leads to living a particular way.
Yeah.
And so, God's actually wanting to teaching our hearts something new, to renew it, to change it, to literally transform it into a new heart.
Now, the thing that's so helpful in that is, you know, he says, don't be conformed to the pattern of this world.
Mm.
So as we are repentant, transformed, as we live in that relationship, understanding that relationship, growing in that relationship, not just our knowledge of God, but our intimacy with Him, then he says here, then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is.
Yeah.
Now, this is super powerful because the very last verse was, the mystery of God. Yeah. You know, He's big, He's powerful. Like, you know, who can say where God's going to go?
Mm.
But he's actually saying, as you are not conformed to this world, sacrificing to this world, but as you are transformed, repenting within the context of the relationship with God, it's there that we're able to become more like Him because we are safe.
Yeah.
Because we're seen.
Mm.
Because of all those other things as well. Secure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
awesome.
And so what happens then when you start to have this strong relationship with God is that we actually, like our relationships we share with each other, we begin to think like they think, feel what they feel, speak like they speak, act like they act. It's that moment when you look at someone and you know the look on their face, I know what you're thinking right now.
Yeah, like father, like son. It's that sort of thing.
Yeah. It's just that... that moment when, like, for me, I'm shopping and go past the chocolate aisle and go, Dark Forest chocolate, you beauty.
Yeah.
And I hear Sarah go, no. It's just that, it's like someone speaks into my head at that moment.
Yeah.
And it's, you know exactly what they'd say. You know exactly how they would react when you got home and go, hey, sorry I bought this. And like, oh, man, really? You know, it's just that we kind of we start to have that with God, and I think that's what it means to know God, to know His desires for us, His will for us, and it's always good. It's pleasing. It's perfect. It's actually good for us.
Yeah, it's awesome. I thought you were going to say Hosea comes behind you, and he too goes, "Oh, that dark forest chocolate," <'cause laughs> right. Which might happen. One more quick thing. This says this is your true and proper worship, and there's a sense that what we're seeing here is that worship is an all of life thing. It is not just a Sunday thing. It is an all of life thing. So if we think we're Christians, it must be all of life.
Yeah.
You know, if we have a close relationship with God, it's going to transform our whole lives. We're going to be living sacrifices every day, not just on a Sunday.
Mm.
However, in this moment, I do just want to say there is something still really important and really good about Sundays. You know, I like to think about it as it's the refueling moment. You know, it's the moment where we're able to be refreshed and reminded again in the presence of God's people, with the presence of God among us, that we're able to be empowered to live the rest of our week. That is worship, what happens on a Sunday. And what happens the rest of the week is worship.
Yeah.
But there is something special on a Sunday that's just different to the rest of the week. And we don't want to detach those things. We want to keep them together.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to add to what you said because it's really good.
Go for it.
Yeah. So, like with the attachment stuff, like there's patterns of behavior. And being with God's people together is a pattern of attachment behavior that actually will strengthen our relationship with God. There's no other location like it in our week. The other thing which is really important is that our heart needs other people to teach our heart what is true about God and how He really does relate to us and who He really is and who we really are together in Him. So we're kind of co-sculpted, you could say, like as God is chipping away at us, other people can, as instruments in God's hand, do that too. You don't get that if you're not with God's people, and that's so why I think what you're saying is so important.
All right, as we wrap up this passage, there is a comfort and a challenge here. The comfort, first and foremost, is knowing that anything that's about to come from Romans 12 to the end is in light of God's mercy. He has been so gracious and so compassionate and so merciful to us in sending Jesus to die and rise again. And when we trust in Jesus, it's here that we are safe. It's here that we can know this relationship is sure. But there is a challenge here, and the challenge is to live our lives as living sacrifices, to be transformed, not conforming to the pattern of this world, but transformed by the renewing of our mind, where we are constantly living in the safety of this relationship, repenting and coming back to who God is and what He's done. And as we do that, it's there that we will become, and we do become more like Him. Worship is one of those things that we do. It's all of life, but there is something special on a Sunday. And so we want to encourage you wherever you are to be living a life where you are able to participate in true and proper worship from that Sunday experience, but into the rest of your life, where your whole life is a life holy and pleasing to God. This is such a challenge, and we're going to be talking a lot about this in the next couple of episodes, particularly about the practicality of what this looks like. Please join us then, and please spend some time now talking to God, repenting to Him, and being transformed by the renewing of your mind. Thanks heaps. We'll see you next time.